Hey everybody, welcome to the Boss Lady Game podcast. I'm your girl Chastity Sanders, founder of Boss Lady Game, and I want to tell y'all that I really enjoy recording these podcasts. Right now I'm sitting in my living room with my feet up, and I really just want to have a cool conversation. These podcasts to me are like a conversation with people that are interested in the same subject matter that I am. So thank you for tuning in. Today, we are talking about some really good stuff. And we are focusing on how to know when you're really over something. And I know that this is a pretty cool topic, especially for me, because I've been through a few relationship snags in a couple of past couple of months, and a lot of the times I went through a lot of different emotions, a lot of ups and downs, and thinking that I was over something when I really wasn't over it. But I feel that right now I'm in a place where I'm not actually over this little relationship snag, but I am getting to a place of actually being over it. All right, so let me speak my truth just like real quick. First of all, this episode is definitely about, we're talking about relationships and how to know when you're over a relationship. And let me tell you something, relationships are some tricky little monsters, and They're just annoying at a lot of times. It's so annoying at many times, and you question why you ever want to be in one, or why you ever got into one in the first place, because you put so much into it sometimes, and sometimes you don't put in into it. But either way, sometimes things just don't work out the way that you expect them to or you want them to. So, We're talking about how do you know when you're over something. I think that the best way to know that, first of all, is like kind of talking about how you feel about the situation. So like at the end of the day, when you go home, what is your true self saying to you about this situation? Like that's the number one place you're going to have to start. Because like I said, a lot of times we can kind of deflect stuff and we can say that we don't really care about something. But in reality, when we're alone, that is the place where you realize how much you actually do care and what your self is saying to you. You don't have any other thoughts, any other stimuli in your mind or taking up space. You are here, you are alone, and you're able to think kind of clearly and really be in charge and see your emotions really come out. So how do you feel about this situation when you're alone? Because the first step in determining really whether you're over something or not. But honestly, coming at something with a mindset of just being more mature about it. So like if this situation ever came back to you, so like if your relationship ended and then you got, you know, you went on with your life, you've learned, you grow, you heal, you evolved, you've elevated, and the situation comes back to you. How you react to it, how your approach is to it, is going to be the determining factor in how you really feel about it and how to really judge if you're over it. So like if your ex comes back to you and you're in a place of, oh, I know he didn't come back. I just know he did. I will stab him. He don't even know nothing about me. I will stab him. If you were like in a place like that, you probably ain't really over it, because that seems like some anger there. But if you're in a place of like, okay, well, it's good to hear from you. I'm glad your life is going great. I have moved on. I have evolved. I am in a better place mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. All of that, I'm in a better place. So I thank you for checking in on me, but nah, this is not something I'm going to pursue again with you, because I have learned and matured from the last time we did this little dance, this little tango. I matured and I've learned since then. So, thinking about clearly, you know, what is your mindset about the situation? What is your mindset about this person? If this person came back to you today, would you cuss them out? Would you cut them? Would you, you know, not feel any type of way about it? Like, how would you feel? That is the number one place to kind of start with this. So, also thinking about basically, like, would you be at peace either way? Like, if they came back to you, would you be at peace about it, or would you not? Like, what would you do? Think about that. So, I think another big factor in determining if you're actually over something is thinking about, like, the revenge factor. And I know for sure I'm a person who likes to, if somebody does me wrong, somebody cuts me, I want them to hurt just like I'm hurting. I want to get revenge. Like, I want to be petty. I want to be petty. But in cases like getting over something, being petty is not going to help you get over it. Posting quotes and memes and things about the person on social media is not going to help you get over it, because half of the time they probably won't even see it or care. So I think the best way is to really just let revenge be above you, as people are saying, you know, it's above me now. It's above me now. Really, let revenge be above you, because it's really nothing that you can do. Honestly, if somebody does you wrong, if somebody treats you badly, you'll do a disservice to yourself to try to get back at them, versus just letting God take care of it. Really, like, everybody has their day. You're gonna have your day. You've done something bad to someone. I am a firm believer in karma. You're going to have your day too. And you're going to see exactly how you felt in that same situation. So everybody going to have their day. Just let life take its course and let things be as they are. Because at the end of the day, you may want to blow stuff up. You may want to cuss somebody out. You may want to do whatever so that you can feel better about the situation, so that you can stop hurting. But that's not going to make you stop hurting. It's just going to make matters worse, because now you're going to create 2 to 3 other random situations that you now have to try to kind of correct when you're in a more stable state of mind. So making decisions like that in regards to just your emotions, as I said in the last podcast, how to cut off what no longer serves you, making decisions just based solely off of your emotions is never good, because usually it's not always the right thing to do. So let revenge take its course. And once you get to a place where you're like, I don't even care if this person, I don't care like what happens. I don't care if they never come back to me. I don't care if they ever apologize to me. I don't care if any of those things happen. I am still good within myself. I'm still good. I'm still going to live my life. I'm still going to enjoy my life. And I'm going to do what's best for me, take care of me, elevate myself, and take this situation and basically just learn from it. Like, whatever happen in this situation, only thing you can really do is just learn from it. Take those situations, make yourself a better person, so when you get in your next relationship, you won't have these same issues, because you'll be able to spot them, you'll be able to spot the challenges, you'll be able to spot the red flags, and you'll be able to know how to deal with it, or just if you feel like it's going to be too much for you, just go ahead and get out of that relationship, because you've been to that place before. And I think that's the biggest thing about life, is that sometimes relationships are really not really meant to just be there in your life. As you may, you know, you've seen quotes like that on social media. Sometimes relationships they happen to teach you lessons that you could learn some other type of way, or maybe those lessons were presented to you some other type of way, but you just didn't get it. You didn't learn it. So that's what I do believe about relationships. Sometimes they do just teach you stuff that you kind of wouldn't learn otherwise. Because as for me, I'm a hard-headed person. Like, I am stubborn, and I know this about myself. I'm a very stubborn person. So sometimes I have to learn the hard way. When my mom always tells me, like, you don't always have to learn things the hard way. You can learn from other people's experiences. But to me, it's just the way that I'm wired. Like, sometimes I'm able to use wisdom about something, but sometimes it's just I go too far. And I have to learn a lesson the hard way. And we don't always have to do it that way, but it's the way that it is. And that's something that I wrote in my book about how challenging and tough situations really teach you a lot about yourself. They teach you lessons that you would have never really grasped fully, because now there's a more intense emotional compartment that's going to be kind of like a long-lasting impression, that it has made a long-lasting impression on you. So you've learned those lessons in a more intense way by those experiences, versus if you would have just, you know, say, I'm going to take your advice on this and not do it. And it's always wise to use wisdom, definitely. But all I'm saying is that sometimes in relationships, you do learn things relationships do just teach you just crazy lessons. But let me tell you this, I do know that's what I have learned in these months of dating and trial and error, and these years of trial and error and dating. It definitely shows you what you do and don't want. And I think it's very pivotal to pay attention to that, because you shouldn't be just dating to just date. Some people do that just because they just want to be in a relationship and they don't know how to be single. They've never really mastered just, like, you know, being alone sometimes. And those type of people kind of scare me low-key, because I don't want to date somebody who goes from relationship to relationship. Like, are you really healing? Like, have you healed from your last relationship? I'm pretty sure there's something that happened in your last relationship that you're kind of not over. And some people it's different. But I'm just saying, I'm a type of person that likes to evolve and grow. And I don't want to be with someone who just goes from relationship to relationship because they don't know how to actually be alone and allow themselves to heal and to grow themselves and to elevate themselves. So that's number one. But anyway, they definitely teach you things that you never thought you would know, or you never thought you would learn. So I just got off on a tangent just then. But anyway, reeling it back a little bit to just knowing when you're over stuff. I think, like I said, the best way is just coming at it with a mature mindset and really a more positive mindset. To me, I think the most mature way to really handle a breakup is, like, definitely taking time for yourself to evaluate what's going on and what happened. But don't overdo it. Don't overthink it. I do this a lot. I definitely overthink stuff all the time. And you just get balked up in, I remember this situation and overanalyzing stuff and saying, I remember when this happened, and maybe it is my fault, maybe it's not my fault. But at the end of the day, none of that. It doesn't matter. This situation is over. So now you just have to pick up the pieces and you have to take what you can from it and move on and learn. But anyway, to know that when you're really over something, definitely, like I was saying, make sure that you're looking at it in a positive viewpoint. Like, thinking about it in a way of, hey, I really wish nothing but the best for you. Like, okay, we didn't work out for whatever reasons we didn't work out. You may actually be a terrible human being, but it is not in my character to diss you for being a terrible human being. I'm going to wish the best for you because at the end of the day, I ain't worried about anything because God got me. So I'm going to wish the best for you because I wish blessings on you. Blessings come back to me. Although you've done me like trash, God's still going to bless me at the end of the day. So that is how, when Michelle Obama said, when they go low, you go high. That's how you go high right there, right there. So that type of mindset is kind of what you got to have to really get over it, you know? So you went through all these things and you determined that, yo, I'm not really over this situation. That's cool. Like I said, I ain't really over mine. And sometimes it may take years or months or whatever to get over it. If anybody ever says they're over something just like that, like I said, in the last cutoff game, the last podcast when I was talking about people with strong cutoff games, if your cutoff game is like, yeah, I'm over in a few hours, yeah, you ain't being truthful, shawty. You're not being truthful. You're not really over it. So really take that time to, like, evaluate yourself. Not put yourself down. Nobody is perfect. Everybody makes mistakes in relationships. Relationships are so unique and crazy because there's two different people trying to learn each other, trying to learn how to love each other. And it's just a difficult place to be sometimes because it all depends on both of your levels of maturity and your levels of willingness and compromise and how really committed you are to your relationship. That's what's really going to be the defining factor, honestly. So, you know, don't put yourself down because we're all learning and growing at the same time. All of this in life is just, it's a learning experience. And that's all you can really take from it. So definitely I also hate when people, like, don't really say what they've done wrong in a relationship. Like, I mean, everybody has, like I said, we're not perfect. And everybody has traits that are sometimes toxic. And everybody has traits that are not always the best to make a relationship last. So it's important for you to evaluate what those traits are and understand what they are so you won't carry those traits into your next relationship. For me, I know that I have trust issues. This has been a theme in all of my relationships. I have trust issues, and sometimes they do stem from bad experiences in relationships. But I can't take the fact that I had a bad relationship or a bad experience in a relationship before and take that into a new relationship and expect that it's going to work out all peachy and clean. It won't, because I haven't really dealt with that situation before I got into a new relationship, which is why I always stress the point of being single. Your singleness is not for you to be sitting around sad about being single and wanting a boo. Yeah, we all want to be in a relationship, but it's also your time to reflect on yourself and build yourself and know yourself. Because a lot of people are in these relationships, they're just a mirror, a reflection of the other person, because you don't even have no identity. You got to learn who you are so that you can be beneficial in your future relationship. You shouldn't be just dating to date. You're dating towards marriage. You want to be able to date towards something bigger than just being in a relationship. Like, you want to be able to contribute yourself, your personality, what you have to offer to the relationship, and not just be a reflection of that person. Nobody wants that. And if they do want that, sis, you ain't got nothing. Like, let that go. Somebody wants you to be a doormat in a relationship and they want you to be dormant and not have an opinion, none of that, then you're dating someone who's not even actually probably faithful to you at this point. You probably should just go ahead and get out of that. Because any man who is fearful of a woman having an opinion, to me, I just don't understand that. I just don't understand how you can have, how you think a relationship will last if you don't, if you're not able to express how you feel to your partner. So if you're into something like that, where you feel like you can't express how you feel to your partner, and your partner will get mad at you or stop talking to you, then that ain't the one for you, sis. Just let it go. Just let it go. But anyway, that's my rampage. But at the end of the day, really getting over something, like I said, it's something that you're going to have to take within yourself. You're going to have to really evaluate all of that within yourself, because, I mean, only you can determine when you're really over something. And I think it's really about getting to a place of peace, a place of stability within yourself, just really a place of maturity and looking at it from, looking at that situation from a different perspective. And it's definitely going to take time. It's not going to be something you're going to get over in a day or two. It's going to take some time. You're going to go through some mountains, some mountaintops, and you'll be in the valleys. You know, one day you're going to be on your stuff, looking good, feeling confident. And the next day you could be totally just a wreck, thinking about this whole situation, thinking about your, talking down to yourself, whatever that may, however that may look. It's going to be a process, and that's how life works. But like I said, you learn your hardest lessons in those hard times. Like, you learn the best lessons in those hard times. So they are necessary, although they are painful. They're necessary evil, and it's definitely needed to grow. So with that being said, that's my rampage for today, y'all. I'm praying for y'all as always. And I hope, you know, anybody who's gone through a breakup or whatever, or, you know, trying to get over whatever situation you're trying to get over, I pray that you really do take some of these words and really think about it and just apply it to your life and just take that time to reflect. Take that time. Don't just jump into the next relationship just to get over that one, because I hate when people say that too. It's very immature to do something like that. Just go from relationship to relationship and not really taking the time out, you know, because it's not fair. Because you, what if you go get into the next relationship and this person is actually a really good person who's ready and they're committed and they want to be with you, and you are here just playing games, just trying to get over the other dude you was dating, or the other girl you was dating, and now you didn't ruin this relationship because you didn't even give yourself time to, like, heal. So take that time out, pray, listen to God, get yourself together so that you can be out here being the boss lady that you are. Okay. I love y'all. I'm praying for y'all always. Hey, grab a copy of my Mindset for Success ebook. It's on my website, bossladygang.com. Definitely read it. I mean, it's a pretty good book. I wrote from my experience about overcoming my negative mindset and my perception about things to put my mind over whatever matter there is. Definitely take the opportunity to read that if you're interested. But anyway, positive vibes only. Later, friends. Mm-hmm.